Okay, well, we'll have, Rose, can you start us off with a prayer?
Yes, I'm here. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gathering of the persons tonight for such a time as this. Lord God, we thank you for your intervention. We thank you for any and every element that you will have us to understand. We thank you for the director, the teachers, the attendees. And Father God, we thank you for Bishop Ebenard Jordan and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless you. We know this is going to bring something to an element that God that you are seeking, and you have invented for us to be a part of. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. There's a group of people at the church who are at the Wednesday night Bible class that are going to find a room, and they'll be joining us shortly. Marvin Green is rallying those people together. Oh, here we have Sherman's joined the call, and Marilyn, and so we want to get started. I had took some time today to go back and listen to the call we had prior to the during the Christmas holidays, and during that call, what we did is we started to get people in communication about. Why we're having the conference, possibility of the conference, and what communities are you committed to having there? Moderator, can you tell us who's on the call, please?
Coach Jean, as I've seen here on the board, we do have Prophet Marvin Green. We do have, Prophetess Patricia, Prophet Sherman Pigis, Prophet Sherry Davis, Prophetess Naomi, and Prophetess Rose Hodges on the line.
Okay, thank you so much. Is there anybody who's on the call whose name was not mentioned? Okay. Okay, so right now we're looking at beginning to get really into high performance around this conference. I think we're attempting to do something that's new, that's got a different kind of design to it. The first conference that we did on grief and the one we did on radical forgiveness before that is really was about you as individuals. This conference includes you as an individual, but it's about how do we bring peace and compassion to grieving communities. So if you kind of look at our communities, you can start to see that we're dealing with all kinds of impacts with regard to hunger, with regard to political things that are happening in the world. We're also dealing with our communities not being safe, our communities having food deserts, our community having people who are dealing with mental illness, with just all kinds of opportunities to begin to experience real loss exist in all of our communities. And we want to get strong as people who are not only a stand for well-being for ourselves, but we're a stand for well-being in the communities around us. And so we just want to acknowledge Zoe Ministries for their commitment to the community, for their commitment to people having knowledge, and their commitment to having people bring good thinking, sound thinking to what they're doing and what they're choosing and have their life matter. Okay, so is anything anybody wants to share? Has anybody already been in communication with people around the conference? I'd love to hear from a couple of people about what's starting to open up if you started sharing already. Anyone started sharing about the conference? Can you give us some feedback on what kind of conversations you've had?
This is Sheree Davis.
Hey, Sheree.
Hey. So yes, I've had a couple of conversations with people that I work with. I see people on a daily basis, and it wasn't until I started thinking about being in the mind frame of the conference that these worlds started opening up. And I've heard of two different cases of people I see daily that are dealing with grief. So it was the perfect opportunity for me to talk about what we're offering, and how it could impact their lives.
Okay. The so I'm looking at, so I have with me all of the cards that were handed in around people who wanted to be in the stakeholder group around this conference. And you definitely have a commitment to healthcare. Is that accurate? Health and wellness?
Yes, it's accurate.
So so when you start thinking about this conference, I want you to think about it from two standpoints. One is where you're looking from, yes, individuals, but also people who are providers who are dealing on a day-to-day basis, working with people who are dealing with some form of loss, whether it's financial loss all the way down to loss of life, and begin to look at what organizations that you may be connected to. This is for everybody. We want to look at what organizations you are actually connected to and already a stakeholder, and see if there's people that come to mind that you think this conference could make a huge difference from the standpoint of being a provider of services slash someone who can also benefit from things they're going through personally. So when I say it that way, Cherie, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind is when I was initially approaching it from the space of individual, it was smaller with less reach. And now broadening that scope and seeing it from those two different aspects, I see a space where I can have more reach more quickly and more powerfully.
Yeah. So what comes to mind when I approach you that way? You got any groups or leaders out there that come to mind that you know you want to be in communication with?
Yes. Well, I mentioned one group that I had spoke with, how I work at this oncology hospital, and, you know, daily they're dealing with loss.
Oh, God.
So getting in touch with the person that's heading up, dealing with the physicians that are grieving or experiencing loss, that woman is number one on my list.
Okay, good. And your card you have down here, LGBTQ. Have you talked to anyone in that community that you think that's a community you could definitely have a breakthrough around wellness?
Yeah, so I have to kind of, I know a person that I can communicate that's within that community, and I can see how much reach they have. I have to give some thought to it and see who I'm connected to.
Okay, no problem. The thing, I don't want people, so I'm having this conversation with Cherie, but this is for everyone that's on the call. You don't really want to overthink this too much. You really just kind of want to stand in. All of you were in the grief conference yourselves. So you know what benefit you got out of that, right? So
yes.
If you stand there, you'll start to see almost immediately things that matter to you, and people who, I would start out with people that I already have a relationship with at first. Don't just stay there, but start there because it's easier for you. You know, like, oh man, I remember, yeah, this guy was you know, head of our fraternity, and he had a big stand for wellness in the gay community, right? Or you're sitting there and you're just thinking and writing your list. You just want to kind of get present to people and just jot down people that you think, wow, this could make a difference for them. Oh man, this guy's a first responder. Let me give him a call. You know, just keep it light. We're not trying to sell tickets to a concert. We're literally committed that our people, our communities that matter to us, have direct access to the kind of learning that you get in a Zoe seminar or a Zoe conference. Is everybody with me?
Yes and yes.
Yes.
So let's get this present for you. What kind of value do you get when you come to one of our conferences, and specifically one that I'm leading? Of course, all Zoe conferences are extraordinary, whether I'm leading or not. I'm not saying my leading is better than someone else's. What I am saying, though, is what we're doing, when Zoe brings me in, you have a different kind of conference than what people expect. So why don't y'all tell me what is different with what we're doing than someone coming in and getting a handbook and leaving? What's the difference?
Well, Coach Jean, with us being participants, this is Rose Hodges.
Yes.
What I'm getting is that we have the opportunity to be hands-on. And since Christmas and the holidays, and I'm observing, well, my God, and this came to mind to me a couple of days ago when I observed that we have ministers, and I know if everybody watches Larry Reed, there's this man who killed a prophetess, his wife, and then I'm seeing all these ministers who are supposed to be leading people into freedom, and they're masticating themselves. And I'm like, Lord, how do we reach them before we reach the others? And I thought about you with your, you know, the coaching that we're receiving, and it really grieved me to think, how are these people taking the lives of those that they love, and then we're supposed to be showing them whatever they're going through, not to be grieving over silly situations. And I'm finding out that the lives that they're taking of each other, our heads, it would be something trivial. So that's I'm looking at.
So there's two things I can hear. So everybody, we're just gonna make a short list of things you can say to people when you're sharing about the conference, okay? So one of the things that Rose just said, someone's talking in the background. Okay, thank you.
I just transferred them to a box.
Hey, Sherman. Sherman.
Yeah.
Sherman, we can hear you talking. Okay, thank you. So we're gonna make a short list of things that you can say when you're sharing about this. So one thing that Rose just shared that was very powerful, she said hands-on. So when you're sharing about this, so you can just put a little note, hands-on. These conferences that I lead, you're directly engaged. It is not a stand up in front of the room and deliver course material. You're literally engaged in a unique and powerful conversation about what really makes it a difference with regard to grief and grieving. So that's one thing you can say, it's hands-on. You won't be bored, you'll be engaged, and you'll walk out of there with a whole new world to what it's like to embrace loss and not lose your power. The second thing that Rose said that's very powerful is, wow, I'm starting to get interested in supporting those who support us, like our ministers, our faith leaders, the people around us that make it possible for us to grow. What about them too? So there's another way you can look at this conference, like it's a conference for all of us. If you listen to the first call, we're on the first call, I believe Patricia Giddens was talking about her neighborhood. And she was saying, oh my goodness, my neighborhood, there's a lot of pain and loss. I love my neighborhood, and yet there's a lot of crime. It's not such a beautiful place to stay in sometimes. And I'm committed that we have people that are committed to the future of that community be at the conference. So you kind of keep it light. Try not to get too concerned about, well, who am I going to get here? That makes it hard. No, think more about who do you want here that you're willing to stand for. Does that support you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Now let's get another thing. When you went to the conference on grief, what's different between that conference than a typical conference? What was different?
And this is Patricia.
Yes.
Kenneth, is it the same thing that I'm thinking immersion? When we're in this conference, it's not like, it's like your world is revolving around this conference right now.
Yeah. So it's like a microcosm, like you're seeing the microcosm of your life. Microcosm just simply means you're present to your life in ways you just can't get present to it when you're busy and trying to get through life and busy. You got to pick up the kids, you know. You got to get to the hairdresser. You got to get the grocery shopping done. Your boss needs a file in the next 5 minutes. We get so busy and distracted in life that we just don't have the opportunity to really take stock of what we're learning and what we're dealing with. So the conference shows up like a microcosm, like an opportunity to just sit there and be present to your real life and what you're really doing in your real life. Helps you take stock of something. So you're immersed. I like how you said that too. That's a good word. It's a chance to immerse yourself in what really matters. And in this conference, people will start to get immersed in, wait a minute, you're right. I am constantly losing things all the time. You know? And loss is something we kind of scoot under the rug, if you will. So it's our chance to be able to unpack this emotion called grief and breathe life into it. So like that life looks something like this grief leads me to the next opening in my life. The spaces that I need to have power and not lose myself in the grief, but learn from it. Learn from the loss. Excellent. Is that, Patricia, did that kind of tease it out good for you?
Real good.
Real good. Mm-hmm. See, when we get present to what we've done, you're not talking people into stuff. You really are creating with them a massive opportunity in a church community that is opening its doors. You got ministries that are actually committed to our learnings and to our growth. And this community talks about everything. I mean, everything. There's nothing we don't talk about. Especially if you, I'm sure many of you were at Prophet College, we were talking about everything, right?
Glorious.
And this is the kind of ministry where you learn how to live, not think about living or afraid to live, but how to live with all of the complexities. Yeah.
This is Rose. I wrote it down as you were talking. I said, we are a small cell, C-E-L-L, something. We have chosen to submerge ourselves to connect and free others.
Yes.
This is something and you don't have too much of this going on because everything's about the masses. But you know something, you have to have something that is concrete, something that is jailed together. And I feel like this is what this has come about through this particular ministry, even coming back from November. I didn't come to the first one, but up until this point, we are a small cell, something that we have chosen to merge ourselves to collect and to free others, because we got not just the people out there who don't know the ministry, but as I said earlier about the ministers, and the ministries that are becoming so endeavoring themselves, they're harming themselves and don't know how to be free.
That's right. So you can hear in her sharing that these conferences provide a way for people to connect the dots. The people in your communities that you love and the people that you want to support, those people will get new skills on how to connect things up right. It's not that they don't know about grief or are present to it. They just don't know how to think about it. So the conference helps people connect up all those different things that are going on inside of them and outside them and their environments and be able to connect it up right where they have power. You can have power in grieving. Okay, good. Very, very good. All right, now, what else Let's see if we can get two more talking points up that you can jot down some notes for when you're sharing with folks. Another way to, what's another thing you get out of these conferences that's very distinct from other conferences?
I don't want to seem like I'm hugging the floor, but what we get out of these conferences, we're getting directive and directions of Coach Gene that we wouldn't be able to get if we were having to go somewhere to a university, going to a special psychologist class, and to pay for this, because we're able to sit here. I know.
But you got to thank Master Prophet for that. I just got to tell you. She's right. I've got enough learning behind me that I could easily tell you I have 3-4 PhDs. Easily. But it's because I've dwelled in the world of critical thinking. So what you're getting at these conferences is how to do critical thinking. Thinking that's deep, not shallow. On how to think about things and then take actions around what you learn. And it doesn't require you taking a whole lot of notes to do that. Because it's critical thinking. We're demonstrating how to think, not what to think. Okay, very good. All right, so you guys have plenty now. So we'll build on this every week, okay? What I would like to do now is I'd like for you guys just look now and say, what is your commitment around the number of people that you'll register into the conference? Now, you got to be careful about how you listen this. This isn't, again, I cannot say this, stress this enough. This is not about dragging bodies to a conference. It really is about this person would get so much value out of this. This leader would get so much value out of this. This could impact this community in ways that I can't even begin to consider. It's that huge. The opportunity is that huge, right? Now, when you said you wanted to be a stakeholder, the opportunity was very loud and very clear for you when we did the conference in November. Now it's a few weeks out. So you just got to go back and get present to what had you say yes was a real commitment to something. So we want to go and see what is your promise around the number of people that you'll have at the conference actually registered and in their seats. So who would like to go first?
Coach Jane, this is Sheree.
Okay.
I personally am going to have at least 10.
Okay. All right, excellent, Sheree. You got your healthcare community and your LGBTQ community. It's excellent. Well, anyone that, and also people in the church. All right. Who else? Thanks, Sheree.
You're welcome. Hi, this is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Okay, so in my head, I heard 25, but I'm going to commit to at least 10. I really want 25, though.
Well, you can always hit your 10 and keep adding.
That's what I plan to do.
Okay. Your community's lucky to have you.
Amen.
you have, when I listen to your commitment to your community, and you go to World Changers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got people at World Changers that are committed to different kinds of communities. And I can also hear in the background us getting more peace officers to this conference. Yes. Because it was such a huge difference that got made to the officers that were there.
Yeah. Okay?
So you got tons of opportunity out there. I want you to have fun and just let it rip. Okay?
I'll do my thing.
All right, do your thing. Remember, Yoda said there's no try, there's only do.
I have to also tell you that I was sitting next to one of the officers. The young lady.
Yeah. Officer,
she actually stands security sometimes for my church.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I know that I know there's an opening. She's there.
That's right. So maybe y'all can partner up a bit.
I'm going to do what I can with her.
Yeah. Oh, okay, who else?
Marvin Green here.
Hey, Brother Green, what's happening?
Everything is good. I want to bring down the Veterans Board that I sit on every first Tuesday of the month in City Hall in Mount Vernon. That's going to be my task. And as a matter of fact, I spoke to some of the vets today. And this is a group that definitely would benefit in many ways. So that's where I'm at with that right now.
And then how many people are you promising to have there?
I would say five.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I would say five.
Okay, now, who else?
Well, Coach Gene, this is Rose. I live here in the metropolitan area of Atlanta. And we have a new black female male, which I have her on my list because she has a vision of seeing things happen as to what we're discussing, but she has yet to put it into practice. So my thing is to have a meeting with her to check and let her know what is going to be taking place on April the 24th, 25th. Like I said, I already have my ticket available. And then whatever is needed to have her to get more understanding, comprehension, because this is definitely needed here in the metropolitan area of Atlanta. And so whatever she would see fit, and then after expressing to her where I am, who I am, and my possibility is I'm looking at 30.
Okay. Now if you need anything from me, this is true for anyone on this call, I am willing to do Zoom meetings. I think we're going to put aside one meeting a month, one of our calls a month. We'll give you a chance to invite guests, and we'll do like a mini seminar.
That was going to be something I was going to inquire to you. Because, like I said, this is they've designed this place up in such large numbers. And if that could be a one-on-one, because I know that this would be something that would be vastly needed and open.
Okay. Excellent, Rose. I appreciate it. Okay, who else?
Good evening, Coach Jean. This is Dawn.
Dawn. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I do have family members in mind, and I have outreach some other friends of mine and colleagues, and so on. So I'm hoping to be able to bring.
You've got it. It looks like the communities you were committed to is health and wellness and family health.
Yes.
So how many will you have there with you at the conference?
I'm working on getting at least 10.
Okay, 10 people?
More.
Okay, excellent. Who else? Everyone hasn't spoken yet. Please don't make me call on you. I'd rather you just speak up. That would be nice.
Hello, this is Prophet Nike here. How are you?
Hey, how are you, girl?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice. So I am looking to have 6 people in the space.
Okay.
So I've been working on that since our last call.
Okay.
I feel that it's a strong commitment already. So 6 is what I am looking to be accountable for.
Okay. All righty.
And I think I will take you up on the offer to talk to this one particular person, because she's connected to a lot of other people within the community, and I think she would be a great conduit for us.
Okay, good. So I have down here the 2 communities that you're committed to are nonprofit organization and mental health providers.
Correct.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we got to get, the thing that I'm present to is we've got to get people in our communities far more present than they are to the impact of depression, loss, anxiety in our communities. Our communities have a lot of issues that really impact well-being. Financial issues, you know, family health, et cetera. So, you know, definitely let me know when you may need me to be in communication with a couple of your people who are influencers, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You have my number?
Not as of yet, but I'll get it from you. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to give everybody my number. I need y'all to stay freed up. We're not going to be able to do this without you. You're our team. And so my number is 404.
I'm driving right now, Coach Jean, but I can get it. If someone can capture it for me or text it to me, that'll be great.
Okay. All yes. Right. It's okay. Okay. Awesome. I'm going to say it to everybody. 404-542-1715. If you do reach out to me, please make sure you put your name and a kind of a couple of words or leave a message and say, Coach, I need your support with X. Okay? If you don't hear back from me within 24 hours, you knock on the door again. Don't just say, well, she's too busy. But we're all busy. So if I get distracted and don't get back to you, please feel free to call me. You're not a burden to me. Okay, great. So we got Nakia. Who else?
Hi, this is Jessica Chalmers.
Hey, Jessica. Yeah, you were with the entrepreneur and entertainment folks.
Yes, I am. FYI, I am driving as well.
Hmm?
I am driving as well, just as an FYI.
Okay. And how are your conversations going?
So I actually haven't had a lot. From my memory, I can say I only spoke to 2 people about it. I haven't actually taken the initiative to really start making it a part of my conversation.
Okay.
So now with me getting back to being present about it, I am going to start making sure that it is in my conversations with everyone that I speak to, especially within the communities that I'm taking on, and just letting them know what we're offering and how, like, seeing how this can benefit them and not it being like a sales pitch. So that's something that I'm working on. For the most part, for the 2 people that I have shared it with that are in the entrepreneurship community, they are interested. I actually have one of them coming to Zoe on Sunday.
I'm going to say something to you that I'm present to when I'm with you. I don't think you should ever worry about doing a sales pitch.
Okay.
That's not where you, I have never experienced you as somebody who comes from that realm. The only time somebody's going to think you're trying to sell them something is if you get in the headspace of, well, I promised five, I got to get five. See what I mean? If it gets like that, it's going to be inauthentic. You're not that kind of person. You just stay focused on the people and let them know what a gift this is for themselves, that they're really investing in themselves. You're not getting any kind of award for this. You're not making a bonus off of this. This is something you've been doing. You've been engaged in. And actively, and now actively a part. You're a partner in this movement. That's how you know about it, because you're in it. Okay?
Right.
And I want you to be free to be passionate about this. We're okay. Passionate about our communities. Just be passionate. And if you, and they have to take action for it to make a difference. They have to register. They can't just feel better. They got to start putting in practice how to live a life of peace around with all this anxiety building stuff we're doing in this world. I just think every day we're dealing with something. Every day. Losing your keys is an upset, let alone losing a life. You know what I mean? We have to learn how to stay present in a high stakes game called our life. And I can't think of a better way to do it than to do us do it together. And you can hear all the different views. You know, the other thing about this, I just realized, when we have these conferences, the reason why they have so much impact is because of all the ideas and all of the new approaches you get when you learn from one another. The group dynamic is the most powerful dynamic to grow and to learn. There's no other dynamic as powerful as this. I've done all kinds of workshops and seminars and panel discussions, et cetera, and this is the most powerful format I've been able to find, is to be able to lead a conversation in which people can join in, speak up and tell their truth, and then all of a sudden things start to make a heck of a lot more sense because we're together. And I promise you, Jessica, you just be you. You're brilliant. And don't worry about what to say or what people will think. Just speak your passion. An artist will hear it and an artist will register, trust me. Okay?
Thank you so much.
What did you say, Jessica?
I said thank you.
You're welcome. How many of you beautiful people are going to be there, my fellow thespians and entrepreneurs?
My goal is to start with 10.
Okay.
And as I go, I'm most likely going to push it to higher.
Okay. Don't worry about anything. Just have fun. That's all you need to do. Have fun. Okay?
Thank you.
And when it comes time to request that they register, you may have some physical sensation. Don't worry about it. Let it be there and do it anyway. Because once they get in that workshop, they're going to really, really thank you. Trust me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
All righty. Who else?
This is Sherman Pegues.
Hey, Sherman. How are you?
I'm
you
doing
were about
great, Coach Jim.
Empowerment of men, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. Empowering families through beginning with the men.
That's right.
And I want to focus on starting with many of the men in the community of Zoe, okay. First and foremost.
Okay.
And I'm going to also reach out to a few coworkers and some associates that I've known from my previous church that I used to attend, as well as maybe a couple of close friends also. But I'm going to go with bringing at least around 7 people.
Okay, excellent. All righty. Thank you, Sherman.
You're welcome.
Okay, who else? Okay, we got about 7 people, 6 people who have not made any promise yet. That's five people. Hello,
Coach Gene, anybody trying to make up their mind?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Rose.
Yes,
Rose. Trying to make up their mind, and I'm sitting here, I'm doing notes. When it comes right down to my making a presentation to the person that's influenced, that is like male or what have you, I need to know, first of all, do they contact you? Do they contact Zoe? Because, you know,
I was thinking you would set up a call, and you, me, and whoever that is that's on the call will be, we'll do it that way, because I think they don't know me, but they will have known you. So it'll be easier for me to be able to make an impact if they know somebody on the call.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm also thinking, Rose, with you, in Atlanta. Atlanta has, you know, I grew up there pretty much. I spent almost all my adult life in Atlanta. Atlanta has tons of neighborhoods.
Right.
You got all kinds of leadership there. You could also start to look and see what associations or neighborhood planning units or, you know, stuff like that. Because the links with communities is very strong there. Even though y'all have outgrown your pants right now, you got too big.
well, let me just say, which is I'm kind of fortunate right now. My son-in-law and the mayor of Atlanta went to school together, and she's a female, black female, and I'm so very proud of her. And I can recall my mom was like an influence where they both attended school when it came to food. You know, black folks like food, but that's not what I want to approach her on. But she's a very approachable individual. She's a very knowledgeable, intelligent, and sociable person. And she's the one that I want to actually go, because really, to tell you the truth, what I was trying to do, we had the first call and the second call, and my thing was strategy. Where do I go? Who do I contact? And having a call tonight, it's like I'm more with the knowledge of understanding. It's not about me really coming to the conference, but where do I go? Who are the people that I contact? And she has really been in my head ever since we had the first call.
Okay, no problem.
I'm very comfortable.
Okay, all right. Well, has everybody spoken with regard to your number? Those of you that don't know yet, you should know in the next 5 minutes, okay? Then we'll start calling names. No, I'm being silly. Okay, now, you gotta confront when you make a promise, what kind of mindset do you have when you make a promise? So let's do about 5-10 minutes on context, and then set up ourselves for the next call. So when you make a promise, what's right there? Most of you made promises. What's right there? About the promise.
Coaching, my name is Jessica Chalmers.
Yes.
Your word is put there.
Yes.
Well, that's
what's that like for you when you put your word out there like that?
For me, especially with the new work I've been doing, is that I have to hold up to my word. I have to honor it. I have to do what I said I was going to do.
Yeah, very good. And do you have any concerns around that? Are you free in the matter?
I am. Okay, because I'm hesitating, that means I'm not free. And I say that because I'm not good at registering people. So even though I'm going to put the work and make the attempt, my concern is actually getting them to register.
Um,
so
Yeah, that's why I had that conversation with you before. What you're going to do is keep your attention on them, not on yourself. All of that anxiety that I hear is because the attention's on you, not on them.
Okay.
You have to practice this, by the way. It's not like, I think anytime we make a promise or are invited to participate, there's always that initial like, oh, I don't know, you know? I mean, even if it's just a movie, invitation to go to a movie. I mean, even that, you'll just be like, oh my God, I don't even know what movie she's asking me to. I don't know if I even want to go with her. You know, how much does it cost? What side of town is it? All this noise comes up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all you want to do is relate to that as noise from stuff from the past that's come up around keeping your promises. Even, I'll be honest with you, the minute you make a promise, what comes up is all the times you didn't keep your promise. And you just kind of get all messed up in your head. I'm saying ignore all of that and honor the person with a fabulous invitation to have a difference made in their life, okay?
Okay.
Now, eventually it won't bother you at all. I mean, most of your people you're speaking to, they understand anxiety because every time you go audition for a part, you're a nervous wreck. I know I was. I mean, it would always be like, oh my goodness, what if they don't give me a call back? What if they think I'm too fat for the part? You know, it's just all kinds of noise comes up anytime you're asked to participate, right? Now, right. I promise you, the more and more you become an inviter for people to participate, the less and less noise you'll get. Because now for me, I just love inviting people to register. I love inviting people to take action. And I don't worry about what they're gonna do. Because I'm already clear. What we're doing makes all the difference in the world. I'm not selling them a bag of rotten eggs. It's like, they're going to get their life out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you filmed quite a few of the conferences I've led and seminars. So you can speak confidently about what results they get, because one thing I do is I keep my word about delivering on the conference. Zoe wouldn't have me coming back if I didn't.
Right.
So have fun. Now, the thing I think you will have to confront, though, is you promised 10 people, right?
Right.
You got to confront. You probably need to make a list of 30 people or a list of as many individuals and organizations as you can think of, because you're going to have a number of conversations, right?
Right.
And then once you get that first yes, You don't choke up and go, I'll get your money later. You say, okay, get your card out. Let's get you registered. And the more you get used to just going all the way through with your word, the easier and easier it gets. Because you're not asking them to do something illegal.
Right.
So relax.
Okay.
It will pass, my sister, I promise you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So the mindset, what is another mindset that comes up when you make a promise? Let's do one more person. Oh, that. I understand. You make a promise and then you lose your voice. Is that it? No one's laughing. You guys lost your sense of humor?
Coach James.
Yes, sir.
You're laughing, we're just on mute.
Oh.
Yeah, we're on mute.
Okay. I was like, y'all don't like my jokes tonight. Yes, sir.
Oh,
Charmin.
No, your joke's not dry. Come on.
Coach Gene, I wanted to kind of learn more about the promise. One of the things that I know that, you know, shows up for myself is the anxiety
around, can I actually, you know, carry out with the promise? Can I follow through with the promise that I make? So my real question is, what kind of promise are we making to folks about the event? And how does that sound?
The, you know, that's a good point. Well, I think what I ought to do is make sure each of you had the promises, put together a document where you can all have the promises from the conference. I think there is a brochure out there somewhere too. But you're right, you actually be useful if you had that. So one thing for sure that I'm promising from the conference is that they'll have a new understanding and a new relationship to loss and grief. Another thing I'm promising is that they'll be free to not only embrace whatever they're dealing with, but they can also become facile in supporting people around them that are dealing with things. So their ability to impact their needs also leads to their ability to impact other people's needs. I also promise them that they'll have direct access to being able to heal themselves through forgiveness and compassion. So that's about as good as you can get for now before I sit down. And so I think what we'll do is I'm going to come up with the promises and get them to you before the next call. So let's say within 24 hours, we'll send out the promises of the course, all the data around it, like a sheet that has what you need to be able to talk about this, to create it for people, okay?
That sounds excellent.
You can also, if you have a need for something, you can also text me. That number I gave you is my cell number. You can also text me and say, this is one of the things that I need in order to be able to get people registered, okay?
Yes, thank you, Coach Jean.
You're welcome. Okay. The conference is on April the 24th and 25th, which is a Friday and Saturday, and it's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? It's at Zoe at 310 Riverside Drive. The cost of the conference is $247. I believe Naomi said they can be put on a payment plan. My thing is, if you're going to do that, I think it'd be easier. I haven't talked to Naomi about this, but I think it's easier if they at least put down half, and then they can do the other half by the date they say they want their card to be put through again a second time. I don't think a lot of people have a hardship around $247 given people buy tennis shoes for that amount of money nowadays. Yeah, so it's not like, by the way, the biggest thing I do know about registering people into events, it's never going to be about time and money. They may say that. They're not lying to you, but it's another way to say, what value will I get? Is what they're really asking. That's why you're qualified to tell them, because you've already done a conference around personal grief about things you've been dealing with, yes? So you're qualified to talk about it and to share about it. You know, like, yeah, I've done work with Coach Jean Lloyd and then I gave you some of the talking points. Okay. All righty. That was good, Sherman. Now, what I recommend you do now is you sit down and just start writing down people you're going to get in communication with. Usually, so I don't know how many people you have to talk to before one person says yes, but you can't just talk to 10 people and stop, because usually it's going to be more than 10 if you're trying to get 10. unless it's a group that you speak to and 10 people register. So, but you're still, you're looking from, this is a human being in front of me that deals with what every human being deals with, and what we're doing makes a real difference in the in that area, okay? In the meanwhile, my recommendation, particularly with you, Sherman, and anyone else, is look and see what you got out of the last conference. That's the promise that got delivered on. That's a way to look at it, okay? That'll help you be able to create it with people. Now, you're within the Zoe community. People in the Zoe community, Sherman, know me. So they know it's gonna be extraordinary. And the opportunity here is to expand the power of what we're doing into the world, okay? All righty, y'all. Okay, we're gonna have our next call. It's same bat time, same bat channel, okay? And how many of you are intending on being in this conference?
I'm gonna be there.
Oh, I'm gonna be there. I have my plane ticket already.
Okay. So you guys, I'm gonna tell you the easiest way to open up this conversation is you get yourselves registered. If you're in the master, because once if we get some registrations in there, that'll create a space for more registrations. The other piece is if you're with the Master Prophet's Blessing Plan, you can just, the conference is already included. So you should go ahead and just get yourself in there, okay?
Oh, so if we're in the Blessed Plan, the registration fee is already included?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I have a plane ticket. I'm already there.
All right, then all you have to do is register.
Okay,
trust me. Well. The more people that register in this, the bigger the space gets for other people to follow suit.
Coach G, this is Naomi.
Yes.
Just kind of like listening in, and I just got into a quiet area. Yes, Blessing Plan members can come, but they have to be paid up like halfway through their plan. So whatever donation, so if you do the 247 donation, of course, you know that goes towards your Blessing Plan. You can still come to the event.
Okay.
Well, I'm halfway paid up already.
Well, this is for those when you're explaining it to. I know you're already paid up. And most of the people in this poll is probably paid up a good 20%, especially if they attended the last prophecology. But if you're talking to other people that just joined the Blessing Plan or just letting them know, I just wanted to put that out there.
That's good. Okay, I got a couple of things. So get yourselves in there, folks. Your power to be able to share with people go out the roof because you've actually taken action around what matters to you personally, so it's easy to talk about it. The other thing is we need somebody who'd be willing to get on the daily conference call. There's one every day, I think, Monday through Friday, Naomi? At 9 a.m. and 8 p.m.
It's Monday through Saturday.
Through Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. So we need somebody that would be willing to be on that call and encourage people to register into our conference in April. Is there someone here that'd be willing to do that?
Coach Jean?
Yes.
I can do Saturdays.
Okay. Great.
Now, Coach Jean, I do want to say, because I already spoken to Prophet Joshua,
Oh, okay.
That I'll come on the call. When you come on a call, you don't have to be there for the whole length of the call. More for like the intro when they're doing the roll call, just to talk and just so we can have a presence to speak about the seminar and just letting people know where they can register at. And you can even talk about some of the coaching that happens on this call, some of the things that have happened at the seminar, and certain breakthroughs, but it should be no more than about 5 minutes. If it goes up to 10 minutes, that means that you're really, really good. just have a presence on the call.
If we can get the conversation loud out there about the conference, it gets easier to register people. Right now it's too quiet. So when you start registering people and you start speaking this thing, it starts to take off. We need to get a momentum going. And the timing couldn't be better because it's not too far off and it's not too close. The timing is perfect. And people can plan, you see. So they got enough time to plan. They got enough time to figure out how they're going to pay for it. All of that is there, okay? Then we need to get people to rally behind the church leadership and people in the congregation of Zoe. We want to make sure that the Zoe family is in participation. Those who are in leadership and those that are that worship at the church as well. So what I could hear from Sherman, he's going to take on the men. Who else is going to make sure we have Zoe people there as well? Who else will participate with that?
Sherry will. I will, Coach.
Okay, awesome. Now, I'm gonna throw out there a little carrot now. If you start sharing on those conference calls and somebody registers, that counts as one of your people. So it's fun to win a game. It's fun to say 10 and have 10. It's just fun. You feel powerful when you say you're going to do something and you do it. All right, that's it.
Coach Gene, before you go.
Yeah.
As I was saying, who I want to approach. And if I want to approach them from this point of view, they are not attached to the ministry, only the way by what I present to them as to what's to take place. I want to be able to do it in a way where they will understand. So it would be like something that they will be so geared up. Who do I have them contact, you or Prophetess Naomi?
You can have them contact me, but like I said, if you're just pitching them over to me and you have the relationship with them, I'm not quite sure why you would do that.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I think it's best to set up a conversation. Tell them that you have the person that actually wrote it and is leading it. And she's willing to speak with you. When are you available? I'll be there with you. It's easier that way. If you pitch them out there like that and you don't set up a call, there's a good chance they're not going to call.
All right, got you. Over and out.
Okay. All right, you guys, thank you for being on the call tonight. Appreciate you. Let's do some great things and have some fun doing it. Take care now.
Thank you much. Thank you much.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.